Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Wow. That is loud. At least coming back at me, it's loud. Killing myself with cacophonic shock. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet. That's a pretty big dwelling. Filled with 50 million rounds of ammunition in it. 50 million. That's about enough said, isn't it? I mean, what else can you say about it? Nothing. With the craziest prices you've ever seen on the net. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm working on that Border Bandit. Border Bandit's asking me when I said that what I was trying to do was get into a home radio station to enhance the sound of the show. And WORD in the upstate of South Carolina does not have a provision to do video feeds yet. However, I think that's probably just due to the fact that nobody's tried to do a video feed yet. Because all it would take is a webcam, and I've got one. I've got one sitting right there. I'll get a better one, though. So I'm going to try to continue the video feed. For those of you that want to watch the radio show, as this is going well. The first segment is going just swimmingly. golly. Anyway. The ATF. They're in the news again. They filed a legal response claiming that a Freedom of Information Act related complaint is improperly targeting them. According to them, they're not an agency, so therefore not a proper party defendant. The complaint, filed June 23rd in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, seeks an order to compel the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request filed in March and ignored in violation of federal law. They were seeking copies of policies and rulings that relied on in enforcement and determination actions. This was filed by a Tucson attorney, David Hardy. Plaintiffs include that correspondent, firearms designer and president of Historic Arms, LLC, Lynn Savage, and the FFL Defense Research Center. This is being sought to ensure consistency in rulings, policies, and compliance enforcement. So they aren't an agency now, right? Does this mean they actually have jurisdiction still? Does this mean that they have any powers of arrest if they're not an agency? Savage responded upon learning the government's defense argument. I'll bite. If they are, as they claim, they are not an agency under Title V, FOIA, then why do we have a disclosure division? Then why do they have a disclosure division? How is an FFL supposed to comply with ATF policy that is kept secret? Perhaps the point, to not be able to comply. The ATF claims to be a agency in the 2016 congressional budget submission. They're responding to federal requests from coming out of Baltimore looking for agency feds to come and help them solve some crimes. They're showing up for that. Where is this written at? This is part of the budget submission. Established as an independent bureau in 1972, the ATF is the federal agency charged with enforcing the Gun Control Act and the National Firearms Act. They assert in its overview introduction, their budget request is focused on providing the core resources necessary to advance the agency's mission to reduce violent crime. They also state they have developed strategies as an agency to address violent crime spikes and take the lead in operations that weaken and dismantle armed violent criminal organizations in. This is all them writing. They claim that they are the only agency with the responsibility and authority to inspect the storage of explosives by federal explosives licensees and to track thefts, losses, and recoveries of explosives. But once again, they claim to be an agency. Accepted an FOIA request, I guess. They've even developed a performance measurement index tool that helps facilitate informed decision-making regarding the agency's priorities, activities, and resources. And, of course, they directly address the issue of their FOIA obligations on their website. You want to know how they address themselves on their website? They start out, like all federal agencies. Now, here's a question to consider. This is somebody simply saying, we want to know what the regulations are so that we can comply with the regulations, and we want to make sure that you tell us what the regulations are so that we can make sure that we comply with the regulations. Now, why is that something to block? How is that? Why would you even consider blocking that? If I walk up to a police officer and say, what is the speed limit here? He's not going to look at me and go, wouldn't you like to know? He's going to know that I don't want to break the law. He's probably going to tell me what the speed limit is. He might tell me he doesn't know. But if it looks like an agency and it walks like an agency and it quacks like an agency, they call their operatives agents, not bureaucrats. It's an agency when it wants to be. There's something to gain, like an approved budget or something, or more power and prestige. When that's perceived as a liability, though, when there's something to hide, something to stonewall against, something to lose, all of a sudden they become something else. So what are they? Which are they? Yes, 317, refresh your browser. There you go. Refresh that browser. That'll do it. So, we're not an agency. Unless we're an agency. That's the ATF. Do these guys understand that every time they do this, at some point they'll have to backtrack it and say, well, actually we are an agency. We just didn't want to give out that information. This kind of thing, one day we're going to wake up and somebody's going to say, I want to know about this. And somebody's going to say, no. And then somebody's going to say, well, why not? Well, we've been doing this for a long time. And then the whole nation explodes. The whole nation will explode. I watched something on some channel the other day about the surveillance state. And there was a bunch of GCN hosts on there, as a matter of fact. There was Jones, there was Mancow, and there was Mike Rivero. And they were talking about the surveillance state. And when you take the sum of all parts, it's plenty to get mad about. Then when you have the ATF, who actually claims to be fighting crime, when in fact they supply them, they supply crime, and they don't want to give out an overview of their perceived, I don't know, regulations, and they tell everybody, no, you can't have them. That should be a big issue for everybody. Huge issue for everybody. Coming up next, you know, I never made the connection, but Amy Schumer and Chuck Schumer are related. I never made that familial connection, and they're coming out with the same old tired line, and you would think the latest It Girl in comedy would at least retread it. They need to get a new act together. That's coming up next on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
Coming to you live. Why won't this... Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot has depth of selection that is unbelievable. Unprecedented. No way to measure. Pretty deep. in some cases, maybe more selections than you might even care to think about. But that's how they maintain the business. And in those selections, in that depth of selection, there's always multiple packages on sale, on special sale. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Right now, and believe me, I really don't know why. I don't understand modern entertainment at all. Even a little bit. Right now, comedian Amy Schumer is the hot entertainer of the moment. How long can this last, though, when she decides to go political and starts regurgitating old ideas that wouldn't have worked? And they weren't even amusing the first time around. Schumer's teamed up with her cousin, the very unfunny Senator Charles Schumer, to promote a microwave rewarm serving of gun control proposals that this particular lawmaker has been trying to inflict on the American public for years. This time the hook for the legislative repeat was a lethal shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana. During a showing of Amy Schumer's movie, Trainwreck, the shooter, who, I don't even know how you track this guy, because he doesn't fit the norms for most of these guys that go in wanting to go out in a blaze of glory. John Russell Hauser purchased his gun legally after passing a background check that failed to pick up his history of mental illness or arrest for arson. See, we'll be hearing more about this because the background check system is a failure. And, you know, as an aside, one of the things that's happening right now, Cornyn is trying to fix the NICS system so that the mental health issues against seniors and veterans do not continue to exacerbate upon themselves and become the norm. And I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. Not necessarily so from places like the National Association of Gun Rights, where Dudley is coming out. And this is another way for Dudley to raise money, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Hauser did this. Hauser had this happen hot on the heels of Dylan Roof, who legally purchased a weapon after the NICS system failed to pick up a drug bust. Schumer said, "We desperately need to improve the background check system, which helps prevent the adjudicated mentally ill and violent criminals from getting their hands on a dangerous weapon." No, it does not. No, it does not. The patchwork of reporting is startling. It's all on the states to report people that qualify now to be prohibited. And it's not just mental health. I mean, it's also just committing regular old felonies. It's, you know, smash and grabs, felonious assault with a deadly weapon, attempted murder. They miss those guys, too. They miss those guys all the time. Schumer wants to improve the broken system, which that's a little bit like polishing something you would find in a pasture, don't you think? He put out a press release saying, what I just quoted. He said, "That's why I'm announcing new legislation that will incentivize states to submit all records in those federal gun database." They're already doing that, though. I mean, they're bribing states. My state fell victim to it. Although they're not victims or volunteers, they went for the money, for a ridiculously low amount of money. They came in and the DOJ said, if you'll give us these reports, we'll give you $1 million. Now, for me and you, $1 million is some serious coin. In the parlance of government, that's nothing. That's valet money. The idea of hoovering up and centralizing sensitive information isn't a new one. We live in the middle of it right now. And it's likely to founder on the rocks of opposition from gun rights activists and mental health professionals alike. There's a lot of mental health professionals that don't like the way we treat mental illness today. Dr. Keith Abloh, coming out of Fox News, is a very vocal critic of the way our mental health system as it sits today. It is failing. It has become a bunch of pill dispensers. And you don't even have to go to a mental health professional to get a pill dispensed. Now, you can't go to a psychiatrist, for example, and say, you know, hey, psychiatrist, Dr. Psychiatrist, sir, or ma'am. I don't like not being in shape, so I want you to prescribe some growth hormone and some anabolic steroid to me. They can't prescribe that to you because it's way out of there. But, I mean, a GP can prescribe to you Zoloft and Paxil and, you know, all this stuff. They can prescribe it to you all day long. Professor James Jacobs, the director of the Center for Research in Crime and Justice at New York University School of Law, and the author of Can Gun Control Work, wrote, there's a lot of criticism about denying more people their Second Amendment rights based on mental illness. Mental health professionals think it will deter people from seeking help and will stigmatize the mentally ill. The big problem with this is I never see the path back. Mental health issues, if treated, can be alleviated. And if they are alleviated and you get back to a normal point of reference, how do you walk those back? How do you regain those rights? That's the thing that bothers me about this. They never go that far as I can tell. Jennifer Carlson, she notes, on one extreme, I've seen at least one case where an applicant was unable to appeal his denial because local police entered an ominous but vague warning in his NICS entry that he was dangerous, and thus he had no way of even knowing what motivated police to enter his record in the first place. While, and on the other extreme, I've come across cases where individuals in repeated domestic violence issues, including documented physical harm, are told they can have one more chance despite, in her view, presenting some pretty clear-cut evidence as to their danger to self and others. So it's very arbitrary. It's very arbitrary the way this works out. There's no standard. So the arbitrariness is what Schumer wants. He wants to be able to decide who does and who doesn't get a gun. Like the, you know, like the advisor to Obama who shot at a cop who was her boyfriend. And has she been arrested yet? I think she has, but, you know, it took a little bit. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about the Fringe, the NAGR, when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to gcnlive.com/forum. That's gcnlive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I have become so intertwined with them, I may as well just tattoo their logo on me somewhere. We are definitely hooked up for the foreseeable future. And the reason I sought that is because of what they are. Because of what they've become. Because of what they're going to be. Because right now, they're already, in my estimation, the best online ammunition purveyor out there. They carry accessories that I couldn't find anywhere else here recently. And these guys are young. They've got a lot of time left to do what they do. Take the time. You owe it to yourself. Take the time to check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I want to make one caveat before we begin. This is not me getting soft. There is reality, and there's what I would like to see. We have been dragged incrementally because we haven't been paying attention for a lot of the time into being what we are today as a nation, into the politicians being in charge, into the politicians believing that they don't have to care about what we say, and they can get away with it. We've been dragged that way. And, I mean, I have plenty of examples here of it in my home state, but you can look all around. You can see it anywhere you want to. They just passed a law in Seattle the other day. Seattle, where now every gun business in Seattle is going to move out of Seattle. Seattle is going to lose tax revenue. And everybody that lives in Seattle is just going to have to drive outside the Seattle city limits to buy their guns, and nothing changes. So there, and crime's not going to be solved in Seattle, That's not going to solve anything. Trying to tax away and buy your way out of crime never is going to work. That was very wrong-headed of you to do in the first place. You're penalizing a lot of law-abiding citizens that are never going to hurt anybody. That's all beside the point. Nobody that is a gun owner or a Second Amendment advocate wants to see a mentally ill person get a gun and go out on a shooting spree. None of us. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind actually being there when it started. Because I would do my very level best to stop it in its tracks. Not because I couldn't care less about the political fight that comes from that, because no matter, it's going to happen every time something like this happens. They're always waiting for that springboard, that mini trampoline, to give them a little height. So that's always going to happen. It does disturb me a great deal when innocent people die for being in a movie theater, being in a church, being at a school. This is not the way people should have to die. Evil, when it rears its ugly head, I want to move to it. I want to move to meet it. I want to move to stop it. That's what I'm about. And I don't think I'm alone. So, in my perfect world, we would wake up tomorrow morning, and it would be discovered there would CNN and the Daily Beast and Slate and MSNBC, all of these people would be coming out saying it has been discovered and confirmed that guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens is a boon to our society and it should be encouraged. If that were to happen, the heavens would be opening, but they're not going to. So what we have left, we have two things left. We can either go revolutionary and we can just start the fighting right now, or we can try to move this back incrementally, move the needle the other direction. This is what John Cornyn is trying to do. John Cornyn, of the members of the Senate, he's the last one that puts national reciprocity forward. I don't sit around going, John Cornyn, I can't wait to meet him. I'm going to let him sign my forehead, because he's a politician, But I do see him trying to do some good things. So, last Wednesday, he's put something forward to try to actually identify the truly, seriously, mentally ill. Not the danger with this is that Barack Obama wants to label the desire to own a gun as a mental health issue. Think I'm kidding? That's not true. That's exactly true. I'm not kidding you. And this is what he's trying to head off. Now, and right now, if you look at the mentally defective list that they are maintaining, 97 or 98% of that is military veterans, because the VA Petri dish experiment has been completed. Now we're moving on to Social Security. He sees this. He knows this. You shouldn't lose your rights for getting old. Becoming mentally infirm? Okay. I don't even know that somebody that's mentally infirm cares about their rights. I know that when I was on all of the drugs I was on after the heart attack, I didn't care about my rights. All I cared about was, can I have some water? That's all I care about. They're also going to try to provide some treatment options for people who are dangerously mentally ill. And that would be a good thing, wouldn't it? It'd be good to go out there and search out the root cause of this. The root cause of mental illness. It would be great. Coming out of the lunatic fringe, and I do not say that lightly because I don't like infighting amongst gun rights advocates. And I got to tell you right now, I do not look at the National Association of Gun Rights, and I do not look at Dudley Brown as a gun rights organization. I look at them as a money-gathering organization, because this is a way for Dudley to send out his mammoth emails and mailings that he does and get $5 from him. He's sent out another thing, another letter to his supporters. Have they lost their minds? Republican Senate Leader John Cornyn and his buddies in the establishment gun lobby are plotting to surrender to the left-wing media by pushing a major piece of anti-gun legislation. According to major news stories on Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, Newsmax, and Politico, he's introducing new legislation that strips more Americans of their gun rights without a trial or due process under some ill-defined heading of mental illness. I have been sounding the alarm over just such a sellout for the last 6 months. Now, this is the guy that attacks everybody. He's been attacking the Independence Institute, which is Dave Koppel. He attacks the Second Amendment Foundation. Some of that might be a little warranted, but just not the way he did it. He attacks everybody. He's the only true gun rights organizer out there. And he could do so much more work if you would just send him $10 more. you get the gist of what he's talking about here. He's certainly full of fire. But his accusations cannot be supported by any of the facts. The MHSCA will not expand the NICS system. It will fix acknowledged reporting holes, which should be fixed. We've had two shootings because of these reporting holes. Nothing remotely suggests that the bill would lead to registration or secret databases. And just face it, we already have them to a certain degree. I ordered some magazines today for a SIG 226 and some grips for a SIG 226. Anybody out there order stuff for guns like that if you don't own it? It's out there. It's out there. Knowing that I've got it versus being able to do something about it are two different things. Now, Rand Paul, who I like, by the way, I do like Rand Paul to a certain degree, has voted in the past in favor of SA 725, which was a much more restrictive amendment. And it didn't provide protection for gun owners. That is a key aspect of Cornyn's bill. Dudley Brown is a big supporter of Rand Paul. I don't know what he's thinking. Well, I do know what he's thinking. Guess 1776, there is no surrender of rights here. There is no surrender of rights. But the attack on the MHSDA puts him in odd company. The gun control site, The Trace, it's the new rebranding of Bloomberg, they're coming out against it. So is the anti-gun Media Matters. They don't like it. There's got to be something good about it, right? Because it's actually attacking problems and not just doing a blanket one-size-fits-all. We'll be right back. Another loving child killed on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Three young men, 80 years of ammunition retail, acquisition, purveying. They know what they're doing. Their youth... Their youth is what's astounding in their experience. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I'll address this later. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, NRA board member and founder of Second Call Defense and activist teaching teachers how to fight back in the classroom environment if a spree shooter dares shows their face. And the list never stops. And, you know, he's just... I don't even know when this guy has time to have lunch. He'll be joining us in the next hour. We're going to talk about what's been going on in his world. You know, yesterday I talked about a little darling that was a loving child that got to, you know, car back to car, turned around when the cops were chasing him and aimed it at the driver's side of the cop car and slammed into it. Then he pulled back and was aiming at the other cops with gun in hand, and then he was shot and killed, 15 years old. Well, another loving child has died. You know, this is all at the hands of the thug culture. The empowered thug culture, who, and it is, by the way, celebrated to a certain degree by Barack Obama. He has, you know, Jay-Z, who is a very savvy businessman. He's married to Beyonce. He's got, you know, he's made just all kinds of money left, right, and center. Started out life as a thug, a common thug. He changed. But to a certain degree, you know, that gets celebrated all over the place. This time it's 16-year-old Levante Broadbent. He and three other young, violent, loving children attempted to rob a couple out enjoying a nice evening in a St. Paul, Minnesota park. One of the two victims was a concealed carrier who reacted to the sight of Broadbent's illegally possessed gun by drawing his licensed concealed weapon and firing in lawful self-defense. Broadbent was getting ready to start the 11th grade at Henry Sibley High School in Mendota Heights in the fall, and he had already been on the radar of police. He pled guilty to gang-related gross misdemeanor charge in May, though he denied he was a gang member, saying he only hung out with him. Is that even allowed? Broadbent's family recorded him as sweet and funny, but they also said he had, you know, gotten mixed up in the wrong crowd. that wasn't his character. He was a very loving kid. The concealed carrier immediately tried to provide first aid to Broadbent. Broadbent's crew, his every man for himself crew, ran off and left him. However, they were subsequently arrested. One thing that keeps coming up consistently in the stories we hear about when guns are used to save a life is that the friends and the family members of the young violent offenders almost universally refuse to admit, even to themselves, that the violent offender is a violent offender. How many times have we heard from the friends and relatives of the dead and injured armed robbers that he was a good boy? His violent crimes were out of character. I've got some really good ideas for these parents and these families. I don't know where these kind of things go wrong, okay? I don't know where these children turn, how they turn out this way. However, there's a good rule of thumb that I used to follow as a young man that my parents never had to teach me, and that was, if you don't want to get in trouble, don't cause any trouble. No, don't. And today we live in a different society. I mean, some of the stuff that I used to do as a young man in school, me and my classmates would have been expelled for today. Some of the stuff I used to do when I was a bouncer, they're felonies today. So things have changed. And along with that change, the attitude about what's right and what isn't has gone along with it, but in the opposite direction. If your loved one is hanging out with the wrong crowd, intervene. Why don't you? Intervene. Intervene. But we got to start being blunt. This is the thug culture, and it thrives because the lifestyle is warmly and publicly accepted, especially in some minority communities. They're tattoos, thug life, gangsta. It's part of a musical genre. You know, Jay-Z is a former drug dealer. Barack Obama hangs out with him. Now, the president doesn't exactly come out and overtly talk about endorsing thug life, but he does attack the police on a regular basis, doesn't he? He does come out against them all the time. Trayvon Martin could have been his son, as an example. Instead of looking at solving this issue and looking at these young men and recognizing this is a tragedy that this happens to young men here in the United States. It has nothing to do with them. They're not born this way. They grow up without a family. They grow up without a family. In some cases, there's a lot of peer pressure involved. Young people want acceptance and love, and a lot of times the wrong crowd is all they've got. And instead of looking at that and saying, we need to do something to shore up families here in the United States, black, white, or otherwise. No, that's not what we've got. We've got Black Lives Matter. And they only matter if a Caucasian is involved in it. They don't matter. Black lives being, you know, is a black life wasted if a young black man goes to jail for assault or for murder? Is that a waste? Does that life matter? Does the young black lives playing basketball and hopscotch and skip rope in a Chicago suburb where it's on the bad side with the wrong crowd, when they get shot down because they're jumping on the skip rope or shooting that hoop, does that matter? Apparently not. It only matters when we can go after the cops and when we can play the race card. I have noticed, however, that there's very little consistency in all this, but I've noticed that some black clergy are now calling on the Smithsonian to remove the bust of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the eugenicist that was out there looking at abortion as a way to cull the black American race. There's finally a bit of consistency since they want to somehow or other erase the entirety of the past. It's not actually going to happen. You can take it away, but the past that predicates the future is always going to be there. It's always going to be there. So while these families can sit out there and vilify the police and everything, it was a failure on their part. That's all it was. And it's a tragedy that it was a failure because another young person dies. And every time we see one of these, now don't get me wrong, if a young person rolls up on me pulling a gun, if I get my weapon out and if I can stop him, he's going to be stopped. And I will lament the loss of life in that young person, and I will rejoice that I didn't get married. I didn't get murdered. That was not a Freudian slip. I don't even know what that was about. And now that's out there for it's been recorded and out there in entirety. I may have to do some editing later. Coming up next, as we get ready to flip into the next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, grassroots activist, trains teachers on how to fight a spree shooter, NRA board member, part of the new blood that's coming in that I'm very excited about. We're going to have him on here. Probably talk about some of the stuff. One thing, he was just in an article on guns.com, and what struck me about the article is where they should have been leaning on him primarily as the one to get some of the sound bites out of. They leaned more so on Ladd Everett, who's the communications spokeshole for the Violence Policy Center, which is anti-gun. And I don't know if they were trying to be fair and balanced or whatever they were trying to do, but, you know, facts are not hate. Truth is not prejudice. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.